this is the first time that they've done a study that actually shows how what we put in our mouth affects our health all the way across the line. We now have some data to look at. Missoula was kind of ahead of the game. The health department several years ago, the Board of Health had decided that we should be measuring the body mass index for to get a baseline. So we started for 4 years, we've measured the baseline on third graders in Missoula County Public Schools, not just in town, all the schools, and found that 28% of our kids were above the recommended guidelines. 12% would be what would be considered obese. So it wasn't just somebody else's problem, it was our problem. Childhood obesity, we know, leads to chronic diseases. It leads to diabetes and heart issues, so we knew it was important to address. So when the First Lady started this initiative, we had some baseline and some reason to get involved.
And ultimately, it's not just about health, it's also about real dollars down the line, yeah?
It is, yeah. Somebody's going to be paying for people's health issues. But mostly it's just health, you know, we just want our community to be healthy.
And when I think about Montana, Missoula, but Montana overall, I think of us as a generally fit population.
You know, I think we're pretty healthy, but some of these little indicators are showing us that we could be sliding the other way just as much as improving. So it's time to just focus a little bit more on that improving part.
Yeah, and let's talk about Let's Move Missoula. Who is part of this coalition?
The health department, of course, the city, the county, Missoula County Public Schools. We hope to add more schools to that conversation. There's some folks from the media there, of course, the YMCA, our parks departments, the United Way. Both United Way and the YMCA have childhood obesity, you know, addressing that issue as a national priority. So they were, of course, natural partners.
What sort of initiatives have Let's Move Missoula taken on?
You know, what we've done is built upon things that were already happening, but we have a few great programs. Active Six is one, so all sixth graders in the schools. Of course, this is only schools that are right there in the valley just because of logistics, but all the sixth graders have the opportunity to be members at the YMCA for the whole year, and they also get free bus passes to get there and back. So that's just a great opportunity that a lot of kids wouldn't have. We've done some other things like working on breastfeeding. It's proven, the statistics show, babies that are breastfed exclusively for at least the first 6 months, preferably for the first year of their life, are less likely to be obese, and they're going to be healthier, they're going to have a better immune system and that kind of thing. Community hospital, of course, is our baby hospital, has been a great partner on that, and they now don't send home the free can of formula that used to go home with new moms. So they're working more to encourage that breastfeeding too. So it's some simple things like that. Mountain Water was a great partner with us to put up a couple new water fountains. When we were growing up, there were water fountains everywhere. If you walked in a store, there was a water fountain at Macy's that you could get a drink of water. And that kind of became defunct. So everybody's carrying Gatorade or something. And water's still the best choice.
How did Let's Move Missoula then get on the First Lady's radar?
We submit things to the Let's Move project to tell them what we're doing, and we were then invited. This is the third year that she has invited a small group of folks from across the country to come, and we met with Let's Move staff, we met with the National Association of Leagues of Cities, and the Health and Human Services staff to share what we'd been doing, what challenges there were, what things we could do to improve the program. And what we learned is partnerships are key. We also shared how we've incorporated this into things that we were already doing, and each community had a different model of what department was the lead department. Our health department has been very involved, and of course, City Parks and Rec, so they're kind of the lead in Missoula because that's what makes sense. And then you can build upon the good work that's already happening and just improve it. It was inspiring. It really is the First Lady's priority to improve kids' health. And she used Missoula and Knoxville, Tennessee as the examples of good work in her speech, so it was really nice to have that recognition.
How would you respond to critics of this who call programs like Let's Move social engineering, something perhaps governments have no business being a part of, that it all comes down to personal responsibility?
You know, and I don't think that we've taken it on as that. I mean, we're probably not going to do like Mayor Bloomberg did and say that, you know, you can't buy a big old soda pop at the grocery store. Our goal is really to focus on improving our own infrastructure and opportunities so that our health director, Ellen Leahy, often says to make the right choice the easy choice. So having things like having a water fountain along the trails along the river, so that you can fill your water jug and drink water rather than, you know, buying a bottle of water or buying a sports drink or something along the way is just one thing that we can do. She asked all the electeds to share, so why did we make this a priority? I mean, we all have plenty of responsibilities and work to do, so why did we pick kids' health as a priority? And mine was, we are so proud of our quality of life in Missoula, but having healthy people living in a healthy community is good from newborns to seniors. So as we improve those things, it's just better. I was thinking on the way home that it's kind of like going back to the future. Eat real food, not processed. Countries in Europe don't let you put high fructose corn syrup in stuff. So maybe that's the Big Brother stuff that we should do. I mean, that's what they use to fatten up cows and pigs. I don't think that we probably need it in our food. We hope to get the grocery stores and the restaurants a little more involved. So now, if it is a busy day and you decide you want to go to a fast food restaurant, the children's meals now do have some healthier options, where you can get milk and apples and that kind of thing rather than french fries and soda. But they're not the default. So what if they were the default and you had to ask to have the french fries and the soda? You know, just simple things like that. Like I said, I don't picture us telling them what to do. I just see us as talking about what a difference they can make, too.
Are these sorts of measures, are they expensive? In other words, is there a fiscal note, if you will, attached to the Let's Move concept?
If you look nationwide, the insurance companies and businesses are focusing more on wellness, that it is important for us to learn that we had high blood pressure so we can do some things to not have a stroke down the road, those kinds of things. But that investment of money on the front end is harder to quantify, but we know that the result is better.
Missoula County Commissioner Jean Curtis, also of Let's Move Missoula. Thanks a lot. Glad you're back home safe and sound.
All right. Thanks for the interview, and I'm glad to be here, too.